Great. Boys and girls, yes, please, I need that one. Boys and girls, we're going to have our Bible reading. It's going to be on the screen behind us. Grown-ups, it'll be really helpful if you had a Bible. If you don't have one with you, then just wave a hand. Some of our welcome team are poised to kind of bring you one. Please don't be embarrassed about that. We're in Acts chapter 16, or starting at chapter 15. Grown-ups, we're going to be starting a series on Sunday mornings. We're taking a break from Matthew's Gospel for a while. We're going to be looking at Acts chapter 13 through to Acts chapter 16 together, part of our kind of heading towards kind of the relaunch of our church in the town. And so we're going to be thinking of what this part of the Bible teaches us together. Boys and girls, we're going to be looking up behind us. You're going to be part of this as well. So here we go. This is where the story begins. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in the area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they travelled from town to town, they delivered the decision reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. This is God's word to us today. Well, we're going to have a think about that living and enduring word now. Boys and girls, everything you need is going to be up front here, wherever you're sitting. Grown-ups, you may find it helpful to have your Bibles back open again to Acts chapter 16. And we're particularly going to be giving our attention today to verse 5. Now, boys and girls, when I was your age, I used to come along to church. And when I came along to church, one of the things I used to watch every Sunday was the teenage boys playing. They used to be outside the building and they used to be kicking a ball around and they used to be kind of fighting each other. And I used to look at them and they were so big, not fat. I don't look rude. They were big. Can you do that with me? They were big. And they were strong. Can you do that with me? And I just wanted to be like them. I was just little. I was about 5 or 6 years old. And I looked at these boys and I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be big. Can you do that with me? I wanted to be big and I wanted to be strong. I just wanted to grow up. I wanted to be bigger and stronger and be just like them. Now today in our Bible reading, we were able to read about some churches, a group of churches that were growing bigger. Can you do that with me? Bigger. And they were growing stronger. So let me put the words up on the screen again. This is what we're going to be thinking about this morning. This is what it says in Acts chapter 16, verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and they grew daily in numbers. These words in the Bible are describing to us some really good things that were happening to some churches in what is now modern day Turkey. The churches, these gatherings of believers. Have a look around you, boys and girls. I know that's not normal, but have a look around the room. This is a church, a gathering of people who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a church. And the churches in Turkey were growing bigger. Can you do that with me? They were growing bigger and they were growing stronger. And as we watch on in this book of Acts to these churches that were getting bigger and stronger, do you know what it makes me want to do? It makes me want to be just like them. It should make us want to be like them. Just as when I was your age, I used to watch the teenage boys in church and I said, I want to be like them because they're so big and they're so strong and I want to run around just like them. This morning, as we look onto these churches in Acts, we should want to be like them. As a church, we should long for, whether we're little or whether we're big, whether we're young or whether we're old, we should look on at these churches and think, I want to be like that. We want to be getting stronger and we want to be getting bigger. So let's have a think about these two things together. First of all, as a church, oops, oh no, that's just not everything everywhere. That's no good. As a church, we should be wanting to grow stronger. So let's do this together. We should want to grow stronger. Now, I think we need a noise to go with the stronger. So let's have, go on, Ben, what's the noise that goes with it? Oh, that's big. That's big. Yeah. Right, let's do it then. One, two, three. Oh. Just one more time, Ben, on your own. Here you go. One, two, three. Yeah, that's it. So as a church, we want to grow stronger. Oh. Now, what does that mean, that a church wants to grow stronger? Actually, can I tell you, particularly young boys, it doesn't mean that we all have to go away and grow big muscles as a church, which I'm really grateful for because that sounds too much like hard work. We don't want to grow big muscles, but what it does mean is that we want to have firm faith. Can we say that together? We're going to do this. Firm faith. Let me try and explain what I mean. Where's Armel gone? Armel? Armel is my big, strong friend, okay? And Armel is going to sit on this chair for me for a moment. Now, Armel is firmly on this chair, right? Now, Clara, could I borrow you for a second? You're normally up for a bit. Clara, come up here. Doesn't matter, don't worry about that. There you go. Health and safety and all that. All right, there you go. Right, now, can you push Armel off that chair? Come on, try a bit harder. That's it. Bit harder. Try from the other side. I think this is his weak side. There you go. Go on, push him. Harder, harder, harder. Oh. Now look, okay, just a little bit. You dig in a little bit. That's it. And then push really hard. Can you move him? No. Okay, right. Now let's switch places for a second. Now then. She's tough. Ah. Oh. Okay, let's try. I'm out on the chair one more time. That's it. Right, this time, you're going to try the same. Try and pick him up. Okay, let's go. Let's see. Can you get him? Ah, oh, it's not happening. Thank you so much. See, Armel is firm on that chair, isn't he? He's solid. He's strong. You cannot push Armel from that chair because he's solid. He is, can you do firm? He is firm on that chair. And actually, that's the same idea of these words in the Bible. The churches were growing stronger, firmer in the faith. They were firm in the things that they had been taught and the things that they had believed. That means that the churches were not easily moved. So look, I'm going to spin this chair around for a moment, and I want to imagine that this is the faith. These are all the things that the apostles have taught us about Jesus. And the churches were growing stronger and stronger, and no one could come and push them off the faith. No one could come and shove them away from the things they believed because they had firm faith. Can you say that with me? One, two, three. Firm faith. Just before these words in the Bible, back in chapter 15, we read the story, it's a sad story, about how some people had come to these churches in Turkey and they had confused them about the message that they'd been heard. It told them something that they weren't sure was true and they were worried. You see, the churches in Turkey had heard, they'd been taught what is here called the faith. The faith, as one word, is all the big truths about Jesus. So someone had come to the church and had told them, sorry, it's going everywhere, had told them the good news that you are saved by trusting in what Jesus did at the cross. At the cross, Jesus was punished in my place for my sins. That's what they'd been taught. And they were also taught that Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus is alive. Jesus is the one who really can forgive your sins today because he lives. They were taught that Jesus had returned to heaven. Jesus was reigning as king. And these were the truths that they'd been taught. This was the faith. And they were taught that one day Jesus the king is going to come back to earth and he will judge. That is what they'd been taught. But somebody had come along to their church and had said, no, 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 that's not true. Yes, you need all those things, but you need something else. You have to have something else to be saved. Not just Jesus, not just his cross, not just his resurrection, but you also have to keep all the laws that Moses told you about. And this confused the church. It was like someone had come along and tried to push them off the chair. And they thought, well, is this true? Do we have to keep all these laws to be saved, to be forgiven by God? But over time, and with some great teaching, these churches, can you do it with me? They grew stronger. Ben? They grew stronger. Whoa. What that means is that they were firm in the faith. They knew what they believed. They knew what was true. They were not going to be easily pushed away from the good things that the apostles had handed down to them. And if I can put it like this, to grow stronger in the faith means that they were growing to know Jesus better and better. You know, imagine when you start a new year at school or you start a new school and you find a new friend and over time you get to know them, you get to know what they like, you get to know what they don't like, you get to know what it's like to be their friend. And in the Bible, growing stronger in the faith means that we grow to know Jesus better. We grow to know what he's like. We grow to know what he doesn't like. We grow to know what it means to follow him. And friends, this morning, can I tell you that we should want to grow stronger? Can you do that with me? We should want to grow stronger. Good, Glenn's got it now. Yeah, just Glenn's roaring in the back there. But we should want to grow stronger. We should want to have firm faith. There'll be lots of times, this is important, okay, because there will be lots of times, especially boys and girls, you listen very carefully to this, and grown-ups, you'll know this already, but there'll be lots of times in your life when people try to tell you that the things that you have been taught, the things that the Bible teaches us about Jesus are wrong, or that you need something extra. And what are you going to do in those times? What are you going to do? Well, you need to grow stronger. You need to be firm in the faith. Know the things that we believe so that someone can't just try and push you off the chair of all the things that you've been taught as you've come to church. You know, it could be a friend. It could be a friend who just says to you, oh, you don't believe all that stuff in the Bible, do you? For some of you, it could be a teacher. I was chatting to my daughter, who's at secondary school this week. She gets a hard time in some of her classes for believing in Jesus. Teachers may try and change your mind. It could be somebody really famous who's got a really big brain, and they think they know all the better. And they say, oh, no, 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 not all that Jesus stuff. That's not going to be the answer to things. And what is someone doing? They're coming and they're trying to push you off the chair, push you from the faith, the things that we have been taught. And that's why churches need to be growing stronger in the faith, firm in the faith. We need to grow to know Jesus better. And can I ask you this morning, do you want to grow stronger? Do you want to grow firm in the faith? Do we want to grow stronger? It's not just about individually, but as a church. Do we want to know Jesus better? Boys and girls, it's as true for you as it is for the grown-ups. We've got to know Jesus better if we're going to get stronger in the faith. But we shouldn't just want to get stronger. We should also want to get bigger. Okay, so we're going to do this one. We're going to go bigger. Whoop. Can you do that? Now, that doesn't mean we're going to eat lots of food. and get huge, that says, but it means to get bigger in size. We want the church to grow. I want you to imagine, you have to imagine quite hard because I would never have spent my pocket money on this, but I want you to imagine that you went out and you spent your pocket money on a plant, okay? You went to the garden center, you thought, this is what I've always wanted, a plant. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Down the shop for the sweets. Woo! Anyway, let's imagine that you bought a plant, okay? Now, let's name the plant. What's the plant going to be called?
Tulip.
Tulip the tulip. Oh, tunip. Tunip the octonauts. Is that what you said? Yes. Good suggestion. Okay, so we've got tunip the plant, okay? And imagine that you love tunip, okay? And you water it every day, and you give it food. Do you give plants food? I don't know. I suppose soil. It gets their food their own way, doesn't it? See, I didn't pay attention at school. And so you've got this plant, and you water it, you put it in the sunshine, and you take care of it, and when it gets a bit dusty, you wipe down its leaves, and you love tunip, your plant. Would you be a bit sad if tunip never grew bigger? Yeah, I think you would, wouldn't you? I'd be very sad if I'd bought a plant and it didn't grow, if it just kind of stayed the same. Now, why would I be sad? Because plants are meant to grow. That's what they do. And can I tell you this morning that the same is true for churches, for local churches. They are meant to be getting, can you do it with me? Bigger. Whoop. You need to have the sound effect. Whoop. They're meant to be getting bigger. They're meant to be growing in size. So listen again to what's happening to these churches in Turkey, all the way back in history. Look at chapter 16, verse 5. The churches were strengthened in the faith, and they grew daily in numbers. What that means is this. These local gatherings of believers every day, somebody new was believing in the good news of Jesus. They were coming to believe the truths of the faith. And every day, people were being added to the church. Every day, new people were coming and being part of local churches. And the church was getting bigger. It was growing in size. And what that means is this. That as people were getting stronger in the faith, as they were getting firm in their faith, it means that they must have been going and telling people about Jesus. They must have been going off and saying, hey, have you heard about Jesus? Jesus who died on a cross, Jesus who rose from the dead, Jesus who's up in heaven, but one day's coming again. Have you heard about him? He's the way to be saved. And as the strengthened church was heading off to tell people about Jesus, the church was, what was it doing? It was getting bigger. Whoop. It was getting bigger in size. Now, can I ask you a question? Well, there goes my notes. Can I ask you a question this morning? Do you want our church to get bigger?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. That's a good answer. That's all the strongness, you see. That's right. Do you want this local church to get bigger? Do you want our church to grow in numbers every day? And not just our church, but do you want other churches? Look at our map over here. Here's some of our closest friends, our closest church friends. And they have little local churches too. And they are in the communities. Do you want them to get bigger? Do you want them to grow in size? I do. But you see, the danger is that we might not want churches to get bigger. Because we're nice and comfy like we are. We know exactly where we can sit down on a Sunday. We know exactly who's going to be here. We can know people. It's all very friendly. And we might think, oh, I'm not sure I want to get much bigger because it will be uncomfortable. For some of us, we might want to get bigger because we actually like, you know, knowing everybody. And actually, we roughly know everybody in this room. But if we got any bigger, well, we wouldn't know everybody. But actually, we should want to grow bigger. We should be longing not to stand still, but to be growing in size. It means that people are being saved. It means that people are hearing about Jesus. It means that there are more people to come and help us go and tell other people about Jesus. The more of us in this room that there are, the more people that are either hearing about Jesus or then are strengthened to go and tell people about Jesus. We'd love to be growing bigger. Now, boys and girls, can I tell you a danger? The danger is that we compare ourselves to others. We do this all the time, don't we? And we say, oh, you know, but they're bigger than us, or they're better than us than that. Actually, it's not about comparing ourselves to other church. The thing that we should long for, the thing we should really want, is just that we're growing. It doesn't matter about how big we grow to. Actually, what we want is to be growing in size. Can you say this with me? We want to be growing bigger. Whoop. You see, so as I look at Acts chapter 16 and verse 5, I want to be growing stronger and I want to be growing bigger. I want to be just like this church. I want to be like these churches in Turkey. Can you do that with me? We want to be growing stronger and we want to be growing bigger. We want to be growing in size. But the big question then is, how are we going to do it? How is this going to happen to Enfield Evangelical Free Church, soon to be Enfield Town Community Church? How are we going to grow stronger and bigger? You see, when I was a little boy, here's a confession, okay? Don't laugh at me. But I used to think, well, if I just imagine really hard, then I might just suddenly wake up bigger and stronger. When I used to watch the teenage boys, I used to go home and think, come on. And I used to try it, but I didn't change. My size didn't change, not just by longing for it. You have to kind of let time take its course, and you have to grow up. But what about churches? Is it just by sitting in this room and going, oh, yes, we're going to get bigger? Is that going to make us bigger? Oh, I'm going to be stronger. Is it by singing the songs Sunday morning? Yes, yeah, stronger. Is that going to make us stronger? No. How are we going to grow stronger, and how are we going to grow bigger? Well, grown-ups, can I tell you, that's what we're going to spend the next 7 weeks looking at, the story that leads up to these words. You see, there's a really important, boys and girls, this sounds like a bit like an English lesson at school, but it's really important. What is the first word in that sentence on the screen? Can you say it? One, two, three. So. So is a really important word because it connects the growing stronger and the growing bigger with all that happens before it. And those are the reasons, all that comes before it are the reasons that the church was growing stronger and growing bigger. And actually, if I was to just put it very simply this morning, because we're going to spend 7 weeks, grown-ups, children, you're going to be involved as well, looking at how we grow stronger and bigger. But if I was to put it just one way this morning, what must we do if we're to grow stronger and bigger? We must gobble the gospel. Can you tell me you've got to have a gobble? Om nom 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 nom. You need a sound with it as well. Ready? Om nom 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 nom. If you don't know what gobble means, it means to eat quickly. Come to the Howard House and you'll see what gobbling is. Gobble the gospel. What we must do is make sure that we are eating all the good things that the apostles tell us about Jesus. When I was younger, your age, my mum used to say this thing to me at the end of my dinner time. She used to say, if you don't finish your dinner, you won't be big and strong. That's what she used to say. Anyone ever said that to you? If you don't eat up your dinner? Yeah, few people nodding. It's a classic parenting line. You know, if you're taking notes, that's a good one to use for your kids to get them to eat their dinner. You won't be big and strong. But the same is true for churches. If we don't eat our dinner, if we don't eat the food that God has given us, then as a church, we won't grow stronger and we won't grow bigger. To get stronger and bigger, we must be gobbling the gospel. Can you do it? Om nom 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 nom. Every day, we've got to be eating the good truths about Jesus. We've got to be listening to all that the apostles have to say about what it means to follow Jesus. You see, the churches had just received a letter. We haven't got time to go there, but actually the churches, in the very verse before this one, they just received a letter. And they read it out in the church, and it was from the apostles, and it said, no, this is what it means to follow Jesus. They reminded them of the truth that it is by faith in Jesus that you're saved. They reminded them of the truth that this is what it means to follow Jesus. And they ate it. And when the churches got it in Turkey, they ate the letter. They gobbled the gospel. And it helped them to grow stronger. And it helped them to grow bigger. Thank you for the noise. As they gobbled it up, that's when the churches grew strong. And I want to ask you this morning, are you someone, whether you're little or whether you're older, are you someone who is gobbling the gospel? Every day, are you making sure you finish up your plate so that you grow stronger, that we grow stronger and bigger? You see, it's the good news of Jesus. It is the good news that these pictures represent that will save people. It is the good news, it is gobbling the gospel, making sure that it's in us that will give us the right things to say to people when we bump into them on the streets, because we'll know the truths that will save people. And it is the good news of Jesus that will help us to grow stronger and to be firm in the faith. So, here's my question for you. Do you want to grow? Can you do it with me? Do you want to grow stronger? Do you want to grow bigger? If you do, if we do as a church, then we have to, can you do this one with me? Gobble the gospel. We have to gobble up the good news of Jesus, lots and lots, because only then will we grow stronger and grow bigger.